Chapter 8. Bye-bye, Jeannie. This is a problem, I say.
It really is,
agrees Jonah. We're still standing in the cave, and I'm still holding the lamp, the now empty lamp.
I guess this means no flying carpet, Jonah says.
It means more than that, I say. It means we have no magic genie. If we have no genie, then we can't uncurse our genie.
Fairy, my brother corrects, not genie.
Ugh, drat. I did it again. I kick at the ground. Right, sorry. We can't uncurse our fairy, Mary Rose, and we have bigger problems than that. Without the genie of the lamp, the entire Aladdin story isn't going to happen. How is Aladdin supposed to get the princess to marry him if he's just a duckball-playing village guy? He can't. He's supposed to have all kinds of riches to win over her and the Sultan. My heart starts beating really fast. And without our genie, how are we supposed to get home?
On our flying carpet? Jonah suggests.
There is no flying carpet, Jonah. There is no magic at all. We are in serious trouble.
We can't really blame the genie, though, can we? You granted him his freedom. He took it.
Humph. I cross my arms over my chest. I guess.
And he was stuck in that lamp for over 1,000 years, Jonah reminds me. I'm sure he was pretty cramped.
But what about us? I ask. What do we do now? We're stuck here in this cave. Jonah's face lights up.
Wait, but that's not true. There's the other genie, right?
What other genie? I ask.
You said there was another genie, the genie of the ring.
Oh,
right. There is another genie, the ring genie.
You're right. I was so mad at myself for messing up the wish that I forgot all about the other genie.
And you got the ring from the evil magician, right?
Jonah asks. Is it hot here? The back of my neck is getting sweaty. Not exactly, I admit.
But that's how it happens in the story. The magician gives Aladdin the ring before he goes into the cave to get the lamp. You were supposed to have the ring, Abby.
My day isn't going so well. I tried, but he seemed to be getting suspicious, and I didn't want to set off any alarm bells, so I didn't push it. I kneel down on the rocky ground next to Prince. Crumbs. First, I messed up my chance of uncursing Mary Rose by not reading enough books in the readathon. Then I messed up by hitting Aladdin in the nose. Then I messed up by wishing the genie free. Plus, I have no magic ring. No other magic genie is about to pop out and help us. This is bad. Jonah sits down next to me. Prince rests his furry chin on my knee.
Aladdin did look like he was having fun playing duckball, Jonah points out. At least he has that, even if he doesn't get his happily ever after. And I'm sure his nose stopped bleeding by now.
It's sweet of Jonah to try to make me feel better, but there's no way I'm keeping Aladdin from marrying the princess. And there's also no way I'm giving up on freeing Mary Rose. I messed up, and I'm going to unmess up. I just don't know how, yet.
Let's go get the ring,
Jonah says, standing up. He dusts off his pants.
Come on.
I stand up, too. How are we supposed to get it? Dracula isn't going to just hand over the magic ring to us. Jonah smiles.
What if we trade it?
He asks. For what? All we have is an empty lamp, I say.
But he doesn't know that, Jonah says. He sent us here to get the lamp, right? So we tell him that he can have the lamp if he gives us the ring.
For a little brother, Jonah can be pretty smart. I nod and take a big breath. Okay, let's give it a try. I touch my elbow again. It still burns. Which reminds me that the only way back to the mouth of the cave is back through the other rooms. I'm not looking forward to stepping, bending, and arching through those white-hot laser stars again.
Let's go,
I say, very, very carefully. Unfortunately, I burn myself again. It's not on the same star, but in the exact same spot on my elbow. Ouch. We make it back to the stone steps leading to the mouth of the cave. I see Dracul. His copper cape shimmers in the late afternoon sun. I clutch the lamp and climb up the stairs about 3/4 of the way. Jonah and Prince are right behind me. Hi there! I call out. We're back! I have good news!
You have the lamp?
Dracul asks, his gray eyes lighting up. I do! Isn't that great? We got it! His thin lips curve into a smile.
Good. Let me hold it for you, and then I'll help you out.
What a liar. That's what he promised to Aladdin when he was totally planning on leaving him to die down here. I don't feel at all bad that I'm about to trick him. Sure. I say, I'll pass it over. But what are you going to give us in return?
Excuse me,
he asks, his tone turning cold. I shiver. He's an evil magician, and the one with the magic ring. I have to be very careful with what I say so that he doesn't trap us in the cave. It's an exchange, right? I say. You said there was treasure for us down here, but all we found was the boring old lamp you wanted. So we give you the lamp, and you give us something.
I told you about the cave, he snaps. That should be enough. You are ungrateful children.
No. We got the lamp for you. We risked our lives, our elbows, to get the lamp. We want something in return.
You can have another granola bar,
Dracul says, pulling another one from his shirt pocket. How many does he have in there exactly? We don't want more granola bars. We want... I stare at the ring. That, I say, pointing. Your ring. He backs up a bit, his gray eyes narrowing.
My ring?
I nod and clutch the lamp against my stomach. Yes, you give us the ring, and we'll give you the lamp. He leans his face closer to the opening of the hatch.
Why are you so obsessed with my ring?
Why are you so obsessed with the lamp? Got you there, Mr. Evil Magician. We stare at each other. I smile. Final offer, I say. My heart races. If he says no, then we're really in trouble.
Fine,
he says with a sniff.
You can have the ring. It's worthless, though. Just a worthless old ring I've had forever.
He stops, waiting for me to lose interest. Sure it is.
Hand over the lamp first, and then I'll give you the ring,
he says, stretching out his long, thin, pale arm. Is he kidding me? That's the same thing he tried with Aladdin. I don't think so, I say. Pass down the ring, and then I'll hand up the lamp. He hesitates. You want the lamp, don't you? I call up.
We'll hand them off at the same time,
he says.
Deal.
Deal. I reach my left hand up for the ring and hold the lamp with my right one. His left hand goes for the lamp while he shoves his right hand with the ring in my face.
One, two, switch,
he says. I take the ring. He takes the lamp. Wahoo! Got it, I say, and very quickly march back down the stairs.
Yes,
he cries.
Genie of the desert, you are now in my possession. Should we run out now?
Jonah asks me. I don't know, I say. He's going to be pretty angry any minute. Maybe better to hide out in here? He's claustrophobic. He won't come in. I'm standing at the bottom of the stairs when I hear Dracul yell,
Hello, Genie. I can't wait to meet you. Come out, wherever you are.
We wait.
Genie? What's wrong? Are you shy? Don't be. This is going to be great.
Still nothing.
Do you want a granola bar?
We snicker.
Come on,
he yells. I can see him shaking the lamp.
Enough already. Get out. You have to listen to me. I'm your master.
Now he's shaking the lamp upside down.
Wait a second. Is this empty?
Oh, it is. It definitely is.
You miserable children! You ruined the lamp!
He throws more of his powder on the hatch and yells,
The lamp that you brought is useless! I will leave you here to rot!
Right in front of us, the hatch closes shut. At first, the cave feels really dark, but then my eyes adjust, and I see little flickers of light.
Abby! Jonah says. We're stuck! I told you we should have made a run for it!
It's okay, I say. I open my hand. A silver signet ring glistens in my palm. I have the ring. Aladdin got out of here with this ring, and so will we.